From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker said what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. The remarks follow reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish government officials say the country's military radar locked on to the Russian jet and Turkish Air Force F-16 fighters were scrambled to intercept it. A Turkish official quoted in the media said its jets would have engaged, but the Russian plane returned to Syrian airspace. Under current rules of engagement, Turkish forces can attack any warplane operating from Syria that breaches its airspace. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu warned Russia against future violations. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade pact. The pact will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. Andrew Robb is the Australian Trade and Investment Minister.
The magnitude of the and the importance of rules for 21st century issues can't be underscored enough. And I'm very proud to be associated with this very complex and ambitious agreement is going to lead to far more seamless trade.
Andrew Robb. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday extended a mandate past its October 20th expiration. That's a move that may complicate peace efforts. This is VOA News.